It's Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760. To get in on the golf talk, call 1-888-760-3776. That's 888-760-ESPN. Email the show at golfexchange@thehondaclassic.com. Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic, is also brought to you by PGA National Resort and Spa, the Palm Beach Kennel Club, the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach, Village Golf Club, Chili's Grill and Bar, and Trans World Business Brokers. Here's Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760 and streaming live at ESPN760.com.
All right, good morning, happy Sunday, and welcome to the show. It is the 11th day of May, the year 2008. Happy Mother's Day to you, and it's a final round Sunday at the Players' Championship. It is Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760. Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you, broadcasting live today from Ponte Vedra Beach, Florida, at TPC Sawgrass, the 35th edition of the Players' Championship. Colin Holder is back at home base, making sure everything runs smoothly. Pat Rooney Jr., good morning to you. Happy Mother's Day. I know you're vacationing at the Ginn Resort down to just about 15 minutes south of here in Hammock Beach, and your wife is along for the ride as it's a Mother's Day weekend.
This is her Mother's Day present, Russ, coming up here with me and our kids to enjoy some. I actually got to play golf yesterday at the Ginn, where Bernhard Langer, who's competing in this tournament and contending, won about a month ago down there in the Champions Tour event. So it's a beautiful course, beautiful setup, but I enjoy being here on the grounds of the TPC to see what's going to happen today, although we've got some weather moving in.
That's right.
Windy. It's already windy. Could we be looking at a Monday finish here, Russ?
Possibly. PGA Tour deciding not to move up the tee times. The first tee time just about 10 minutes from now. Group number one, Troy Mattison, Tommy Armour, the third going off at 8:20. And then the final group of the day, Paul Guido's, Kenny Perry going off middle of the afternoon. Of course, those are the two leaders. We'll get to the leaderboard in just 1 second. Russ Evans, Pat Rooney Jr. with you for the next 2 hours. We will take you until 10 o'clock today on ESPN Radio 760. 888-760-3776 is the number to jump in on the golf talk this morning. 888-760-3776. You can also email the show, golfexchange@thehondaclassic.com is the email address. Also, listen via live streaming audio at the official tournament website for the Honda Classic, thehondaclassic.com. A lot to get to today, of course. Very Players Championship intensive. It is the 35th anniversary of the Players Championship, and the tournament moved here to its final site in 1982. You remember way back when Pete Dye and Dean Beaman were jumping into the water as Jerry Pate won the very first Players' Championship ever here at TPC Sawgrass way back in 1982. So the tournament has been here for 26 years. 35 years, though, is the history of the tournament. We'll be talking about this history and where this event has come in the last 35 years. Now with fifth major status, just about 25 minutes from now during our golf, business, and law segment, sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins, the sports professor Rick Harrell will join us. We're also hoping to be joined by a pair of Hall of Famers, but nothing has been confirmed as of yet, so I will wait until they join us to let you know who they are, but we are hoping to be joined by a couple of Hall of Famers this morning on the show at 9:05 this morning. As we do each and every week, it's our PGA National Resort and Spa Inside the Rope segment, handful of hot topics in the world of golf. 9:30 this morning, our ADT Championship Spotlight segment. We will take a look at the ladies' game. Of course, Paula Kramer winning last week in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, in that playoff over Julie Inkster. So points-wise, she's nearly set to qualify for the ADT Championship based on points because she's number three right now on the money list and the points list behind Lorena Ochoa and Annika Sorenstam, who are the only two women as of right now to qualify for the ADT Championship. Also along the way, chance to win a $25 Chili's Grill and Bar gift certificate during our weekly Chili's Golf Trivia. And we will end the show, as we do each and every week, with our Palm Beach Kennel Club Fearless Predictions, telling you who we think will be hoisting the crystal today after everything is said and done at the 35th Players Championship. So let's take a look at the leaderboard right now. After three rounds of play here at TPC Sawgrass, the phenomenal Pete Dye design, Paul Guido's is your leader, the journeyman, the PGA Tour journeyman, just two victories in his career through almost 20 years now on the PGA Tour. He is in the lead at minus 7, 209 after three rounds of play. He shot a 2-under par 70 yesterday on his third round. He is one shot ahead of Kenny Perry, who is solo second at minus 6. Sergio Garcia alone in third at 4-under par. Then you've got three players tied for fourth at -2, 5 shots back of Guidos. Jeff Quinney, Phil Mickelson, the defending champion, and Bernhard Langer all are 2 under par. You've got a number of men at -1, tied for 7th, 6 shots back of Guidos. That group includes Greg Kraft, Tom Lehman, Tim Petrovic, J.B. Holmes, Stuart Appleby, Briney Baird, and Boo Weekly. And then you've got another group of gentlemen at even par, 7 shots back of Guidos, but just 4 shots back of Garcia, who is alone in 3rd. You know, 4 shots back of anyone besides that last twosome of Guidos and Perry. Some of those players include Jerry Kelly, Jesper Parnevik, and Ian Poulter. But, Pat, after 3 rounds of play, I think the biggest story so far through 3 rounds here at the Players is, A, the, you know, kind of the list of odd names that you didn't expect at the top of the leaderboard, namely Paul Guidos leading this event, and B, all the players that are not here over the weekend. We'll get to all the players that missed the cut, but Paul Guidos, just 2 career victories, in 96 Bay Hill and the 2007 Sony Open, and this is his first ever 54-hole lead in his career.
Well, the other thing about Paul, Russ, is that I think he'd gone something like 25 rounds or something ridiculous here where he'd not even broken 70 here prior to the first round. So it's not just that Paul doesn't have a great, you know, in terms of over his career winning a ton of tournaments. He's a good player. Obviously, he's made it into this field, but you know, on this particular course, has not had really any kind of success. So, to say he's come out of the blue is probably an understatement. Now, can he hold that up? The thing that's really been Paul's, you know, what he's been relying on is his putter. He's been number one pretty much the whole week in terms of making putts. He's not hitting a lot of greens, not hitting a lot of fairways. So you kind of figure if he could get that straightened out, so to speak, a little bit today and continue the putting, he should win. But as we all know, Russ, once you get something going right, then something else goes wrong. So if the putting starts leaving him a little bit and he doesn't start hitting more greens, it's going to be tough for him to win today.
Well, Guidos is the only player in the field who has put 3 subpar rounds together so far this week. He's the only player with 3 underpar rounds this week. He does have the 2 career wins, but hasn't won since the 07 Sony Open. And his first win before that was the 96 Bay Hill. So he went 11 years between wins on the PGA Tour. You know, I get the feeling, looking at this leaderboard, that for most of the players up there, Guidos, Perry, Garcia, Quinney, not Mickelson, but everyone else, not Langer, but Kraft, not Lehman either, but for the most part, Guidos, Perry, Garcia, Quinney, Kraft, Petrovic, J.B. Holmes, Stuart Appleby, Briney Baird, basically 10 of the top 12 players, were they to win today, it would be no doubt the biggest win in their career.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, besides, you know, the 10-year exemption, you know, the unbelievable money that you would make, you know, the 5th major that we talk about, this is it. It's called the Players Championship. I mean, this is it. This is what these guys, you know, this is their tournament. So you're right, Russ. Just so many good things happen when you win this tournament. And like you said, it makes your, not just your year, but basically makes your next 5 years on the PGA Tour. You don't have to worry about qualifying or any of that other stuff. You know, so you're right. Those guys you named. Specifically, you know, like a guy like Jeff Quinney who hasn't won yet. If he was somehow to win,
if this
today,
were to be his first career win,
I mean,
forget
yeah,
about
just,
it.
Yeah, just an incredible burden off his shoulders, it, not having to worry about stuff.
That kind of speaks to 2 things. First of all, A, kudos to those players for playing so well this week that they're at the top of the leaderboard going into Sunday, where they're looking at the possibility of winning a tournament, which would be the biggest win in their career. But B, it also speaks to the fact that some of the more, you know, veteran players, the more, you know, the cream of the crop, so to say, either A, are not playing well, or B, didn't even make it to the weekend. Take a look at this list of players who missed the cut this week. Vijay Singh, Bubba Watson, Justin Leonard, Scott Verplank, Padraig Harrington, Mark Calcavecchia, Justin Rose, Freddie Funk, Angel Cabrera, Jeff Ogilvie, Charles Howe III, Brett Wederich, Zach Johnson, KJ Choi, and Sean O'Hare. I feel bad for Sean O'Hare considering how the 07 Players Championship would went, and he, you know, he faltered there down the stretch, putting 2 balls in the water at 17 on the final round Sunday last year, and Phil Mickelson ended up winning it, taking advantage of O'Hare stumbling towards the stretch. So, would have loved to see Sean make the cut here and being able to amend what happened last year. Didn't happen, but you know, 3 of the 4 major champions from last year missed the cut. The 4th wasn't even here in Tiger Woods. You've got none of the players who won majors last year playing the weekend here at the Players. A lot of big names not here in the weekend.
It's an odd tournament in that aspect, right? So they've never had a defending champion. It's just one of those places that it doesn't necessarily say, hey, you play well here, so you're going to play well year to year. A lot of guys who win the tournament the very next year don't even make the cut.
Right, great point.
Or guys like Goidos, who hasn't played well here ever, all of a sudden out of nowhere plays well. So you're right. It's just a weird set of circumstances to win this tournament. And I don't know if luck plays a bigger part in this tournament than other tournaments or what, but it just does seem that there doesn't seem to be a consistent pattern of, okay, I'm playing TPC, I play well there, I'll play well again.
Right, I've got a history there. I mean, very few guys have won this event more than once. Tiger Woods is a great example. He won the event in 2001.
He hasn't had
a top 20 since.
Right.
You know, so it's very odd. I think perhaps part of it is the fact of, you know, weather plays such a big factor that if it's a bad weather year, specifically, you know, Thursday through Sunday here, then it's going to play totally differently than if it's a good weather year. I think it's a perfect example this year versus last year. Last year, it was a bad weather year. 97 balls in the water at 17 during the week. So far this year, only 48. Now, the weather might become bad today, but through three rounds, yesterday and Friday and Thursday as well, it's been a good weather year and totally different from the way that the course played last year.
Yeah, and I think the move from March to May has definitely helped. You're getting a more consistent weather performance, so to speak, these last couple of years, although today it's supposed to be terrible. So, we will see. I think you'll see a little bit more consistency of performance with the May date as it goes into the future, because in March, as you know, Russ, down here, anything, you can get really hot weather, you can get cold weather, you can get winds blowing, and then the greens, the grass was always in transition at that time. So I think
the wind was always worse here in March.
Oh, yeah.
The wind in Florida is its worst during the winter, between basically late December and late March, so that four-month period.
Right.
So now that it's in May, the wind is not as bad as it was. Yeah. Although there have been 30-mile-an-hour gusts this week.
This week has been another aberration. So,
but the other thing is, it'll play tougher because of it's hotter and drier weather. You know, in March you did get a lot more wind, but he also got a lot more rain. So the course played a little softer. So that means softer means easier for PGA Tour players. This week they've been talking about, yesterday the greens were running at 14, and the greens were running at 13 Thursday and Friday. So it's dry conditions. It's very hot. I think the high temperature yesterday was 93, 94 degrees. So it's playing very fast and very firm. And that tends to be tough for players,
yeah,
because the greens roll so fast that you can't even stop a wedge within 5 feet sometimes.
No, I mean, if you saw Stewart Cink yesterday on 17, if his putt doesn't go in, it probably goes off the green. So I mean, it's a different golf course in May than it is in March. It should be more consistent, although this week it's been a lot windier. It's anybody's ball game today.
Especially if it gets crappy weather-wise, which we have rain in the forecast starting at about 1 o'clock this afternoon.
Right, and I think there's even a tornado warning. So, I mean, there's all kinds of – it's already windy, Russ. You and I coming in on the bus this morning, very rare to have high winds here.
It's 7:30 in the morning.
At 7:30, and it's already windy. So it's just going to get worse. We're talking about 30, 35 mile an hour. Gus, I mean, that can play havoc with your golf ball.